Well, let us see. Where have we in our pilgrim's progress just left? What has been the house where previously we were? Okay, Timothy.
House beautiful.
House beautiful. And there Christian was well looked after by four women who were there. Any names you can remember of them? Any of them? Any of their names? James? Charity was one of them, certainly was. Any others there? Any others there? Timothy?
Discretion?
Discretion was another one. Anybody else? Two would be?
Prudence
and piety. Those are the other two. And they showed Christian many things there. Records, genealogies of the great saints, Christ's genealogy, armour that was helpful to the Christian. So off he goes. Prudence takes him down the hill, points him forward to there, gives him some bread, actually, and some wine, to look after him and sustain him on his journey, because he's going to face some trouble. On he walks, and before too long, coming across to meet him, and looking mighty fearsome, is Apollyon. Apollyon. And who does he stand for, do you think? Who does he stand for? Begins with D. Go on there, James.
The devil.
The devil. And fierce he looks too. He's got scales on his body, dragon's wings, the feet of a bear, the mouth of a lion. And he comes, and there's fire and smoke coming out of his belly. And he meets with Christian. And he asked of him, well, where are you from? Where are you going to? So Christian explains the city of destruction, and he's on his way to the celestial city. And so he says, what, you've left my dominion? That's where you were before. And Christian says, certainly so. He now is under a new master. Well, the devil says, never mind, I can still, I think, get good service out of you. So, turn your back, and whatever you want, kingdoms, nations, all of those will be yours. But Christian turns all of that down. No, he's not going to take those things there. And so they have this conversation, you see, and it goes on. Apollyon then, well, he says to the Christian, I've heard this before. I've heard this kind of thing before. But, you know, I've seen many like you, and they've gone back, you know, they've gone back after a while. But Christian says, no, that he's so happy under the government and the dominion now of the Lord, that he won't want to go back to Apollyon's rule and kingdom. Oh, he says, well, let me tell you this. I've heard this before. You know what lies ahead there? Trouble. There'll be trouble. I've seen pilgrims like you. They've ended up there being beaten and whipped and stoned and humiliated and coming into all kinds of difficulty. Why? I've seen some there. They've been martyred. And did their lord and king come down and rescue them out of the flames? Oh, he wasn't to be found. Wasn't there. Oh, Christian said. No, he said. They are kept safe. They are strengthened in faith. It helps them there to grow in Christian character. And anyway, even if they die, they've got a better reward. They're going to a better place. They get to go to heaven. So, Apollyon keeps at him, and keeps at him. And if that didn't work, well, he says, you've been unfaithful, haven't you? You have. I think it's going to happen again, all this talk there. But think about all the times when you were unfaithful. And he reminds Christian about them. Well, that's Slough Despond. That time when you went to the House of Legality. Well, those were slip-ups. Oh, and that time on Hill Difficulty, when you lost the book and it went tumbling down because you had fallen asleep. And you were a bit nervous and fearful when you saw those lions outside House Beautiful. And Christian owned up and said, it's all right. It's all true, you know. And there are other things too, which you haven't even reminded me of, and they're all true as well about me. Oh, he says, I know my heart there. So Apollyon's getting a little bit tired of him and fed up with him. He's trying to sort of shake his confidence and trying to put him off the scent here. But Christian is staying with it. And so eventually Apollyon gets weary because Christian has said, no way, no way am I going to change this wonderful place I am, this happy place I am, the Lord as my king and ruler and all these great promises for you. You're not much of a servant at all. Right. So Apollyon then comes at him and starts shooting fiery darts at him. So he holds up his shield as Christian against him. He's getting some hits, mind you. He's getting on his head some hits there. The shield's kind of deflecting some of the darts, though. So he's keeping there, and it goes to and fro and to and fro on this road. Well, eventually, Apollyon there, he's pushing Christian back and back. And then he manages to knock him really over. His sword that he has, his sword goes flying. So now it looks as if Apollyon has really got him there. And this is now going to be the end of Christian. Just at the right time, Christian finds his sword and is able then with a thrust to get it into Apollyon. And he's mortally wounded. And off he goes. And Christian is relieved. Oh, says Christian, we're more than something beginning with C. Do you know what that is, Molly? Conquerors. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And he's already said to Apollyon, my enemy, though I may fall, yet I shall rise again. And he has. He's proved the truth of those things. And then a hand of mercy comes down to him, and there are leaves to heal him. And he also remembers, of course, he's got that bread and that wine that was given to him by Prudence. And so he's able to strengthen himself and sustain himself. With thanksgiving, he's able to keep going along the road. Oh, there's more to come. I'll tell you about that, God willing, next week. But here we find, don't we, all that the devil can throw at a Christian won't be enough. It won't be enough. If we're in Christ, all that the world there, the devil might use, and our own sin, which the devil is very good at stirring up and putting there before us and trying to pull us down, old habits, old ways that kind of keep coming back and attacking us. Oh, the devil's good at making that all work. And he knows how to remind us of past failures. Call yourself a Christian, he'll say. How can you be a Christian? Look at how you behave. Look at how you spoke there. Look at how you behave there. What you've been thinking in private there. Call yourself a Christian. These people wouldn't think like that. No, not at all. You're on your own. And so, no way you're a Christian. Tell you, he tries to kind of isolate you and make you think, it's only me that has these troubles and these struggles. No, it isn't. All Christians do, because the devil attacks all Christians, and we're all weak and we're all infirm in that way. But God is stronger. God is stronger. We have the Holy Spirit within, and he's stronger than the one that's in the world, the devil. So, pilgrims, if we are, keep going. Trust in the Lord. Don't think that the devil will be stronger and that you don't stand a chance. You do. You keep going, trusting in him. And what's that sword? Do you think, what's that sword stand for? Do you think the sword stands for there? The word of God. The word of God. That's where it's at. All that it teaches us, the truth that is there. Hold on to that. What do you think the shield is? A shield of what do you think that is? Really what we've been talking about, faith. Shield of faith. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust him through this struggle and this battle. And though the devil may promise me all these things, just give up, and there's trouble ahead. All of those things, you're going to believe if you're a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, if you're not a Christian. Well, sorry, got to tell you, that's what's ahead, all right? That's what's ahead. This is not a breeze, all right? It's not a stroll in the park. It's going to be trouble. There is going to be trouble. It's going to be hard at times. But it's worth it. Heaven's worth it. Actually, now is worth it. God's power, God's help, God's fellowship, Christian fellowship, all of it is worth it. And you'll find that value as well as you go along. That's why we have, isn't it, the local church there, because Satan tries to separate us and kind of isolate us and keep us out there and think, oh, you know, don't, you shouldn't be with Christians, you shouldn't be with them, they're far holier than you are. No. Christian fellowship is so, so valuable in that way. So, you see, that's what we're here for, one another. Hearing the preaching, God's word, we pray for each other, all of those things like that. So, there we are. We'll see a little bit more, God willing, next week. Let's sing our next hymn. 489, Will Your Anchor Hold? 489.